Greetings! Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and I'm your host for these Bible study podcasts. Today, we're going to be starting a new series. We're going to be studying the key principles of Bible study. There's a booklet of this title, which can be downloaded from our podcast page at biblestudy.asbzone.com. As Christians, we're called to study our Bibles to show ourselves approved unto God and to be able to rightly divide God's Word. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, however, it is not possible to derive maximum benefit from the studying of the Scriptures, because spiritual things are spiritually discerned. This means that prayer is the first rule of Bible study. Beyond the need for prayer, there are other key principles taught in the Bible that need to be understood and applied for effective Bible study. A failure to apply these principles will undoubtedly lead to conclusions that are not in harmony with the overall themes of the Bible. Our goal in this broadcast is to present these principles for your review and study so that you will have a richer experience in your personal Bible studies and helping you to become better Bereans. As might be expected, our theme verse is 2 Timothy 2:15. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. All of our verses, everything that we quote here, will be from the King James Version. Before we begin our study together, let's have a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of studying your word. We thank you that you've entrusted your oracles of truth to us. And we ask you, Lord, for wisdom from on high, that we might be able to rightly divide your words of truth as we study. In Jesus' name, amen. The key principle we're going to look at today is the purpose of the Holy Scriptures. The purpose of the Holy Scriptures. Psalm 119:105 says, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Right? That's one of the purposes, to guide us. John 5:39 says, "Search the Scriptures, for in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me." This was Christ speaking to the Jewish leaders, and he said, you need to search the Scriptures because you think that there's some magic formula for eternal life in there, but they testify of who I am, and it is in Christ that we have life. Okay? Our verses are 2 Timothy 3. We were in our theme verse is 2 Timothy 2. 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works." Luke 24, verses 25 and 27. This is Jesus on the road to Emmaus when he's with the two disciples on the day of his resurrection. And this is in the evening of that day. It's coming to the evening of that day. And he was walking with them. And they're explaining to him, because he seems like he doesn't know what happened in Jerusalem. And they're explaining to him. And he says to them the following. "Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself." Right? So we see two verses here, John 5:39 and Luke 24:25 through 27, that talks about the fact that the Scriptures, all the Scriptures, contain the revelation of Christ. In 1 Corinthians 10:11, 10 verse 11, Paul says, "Now all these things," and if you read verses 1 through 10, he's explaining a number of things that happened to the children of Israel. He says, "Now all these things happened unto them for ensamples, and they are written for our admonition, upon whom the ends of the world are come." So he said, these are types. These are examples, significant examples, that we need to study because they match. They are things that we should be doing or not doing, as the case might be, and we need to study them to understand the patterns. That's what Paul was saying to the Corinthians. In Romans 15:4, Paul says the following, For whatsoever things were written aforetime were written for our learning, that we through patience and comfort of the scriptures might have hope. Right? So we can see, again, the purpose of the scriptures is to give us hope. Right? They provide both patience and comfort, and that generates hope. 2 Timothy 3:15, and that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures. This is Paul talking to Timothy. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. Right? So what are the purpose of the scriptures? Well, this verse tells us that the scriptures are able to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ Jesus. Now, Psalm 119, which is that psalm speaks a lot about God and his word. But Psalm 119, verses 129 and 130. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. Testimonies, synonymous with law, synonymous with God's word, statutes, judgments. Thy testimonies are wonderful, therefore doth my soul keep them. The entrance of thy words giveth light. It giveth understanding unto the simple. Right? Purpose of the Holy Scriptures gives us light and understanding. It can make people who are simple, not necessarily highly educated, not necessarily brilliant minds, but it can give understanding to those who are simple. And that can be spiritually simple as well as on a regular physical level. In John 6:63, Jesus said, "It is the spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life." This is after Christ was saying that the Jews needed to eat his flesh and drink his blood in order to have life. And then he explains that the words he was speaking, that was the flesh and the blood. Right? So there's a reference there to his crucifixion, but there's also a reference to the words of life and truth. So the ultimate purpose of the scriptures is to point us to Jesus, who's the only person who can save us. The Bible provides history, prophecy, doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction, a record of good works, but these are only useful within the context of a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, right? If you are skeptical and you read it, you'll come away with information, but you're not going to come away with salvation unless you lose that skepticism, right? A skeptic can't be saved. Right? Without faith, impossible to please him. So in order to be saved, one must be relieved of their skepticism. And the word of God contains the keys of salvation through faith in Jesus. It is the role of scriptures to reveal who God is, to reveal the need for a saving relationship with Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to reveal the way to obtain that saving relationship, and a way to maintain that saving relationship, right? This is important. When we have a saving relationship with Christ, we need to maintain that saving relationship with Christ. The Bible speaks about abiding in Christ. Jesus spoke about abiding in the vine. Paul and John, the apostles in general, talk about walking in Christ, walking in the Spirit, abiding in the Spirit. So it is not enough to accept Christ as your Savior, and then, you know, that moment in time, everything is good. You need to accept him and then continue to be with him. Continue to be with him. Okay? Just as when Peter was on the water and asked Jesus, Peter asked Jesus if he could walk on the water with Christ, and Christ allowed him to, and he started walking. But he took his eyes off of Christ and stopped and was no longer able to walk on the water. And the same applies to our Christian experience. We accept Christ and we need to keep looking at Christ and keep moving with Christ in order to stay walking on the water. Along the way in the scriptures, we get to see the history of our planet from the creation to the fall of man to the life, death, and resurrection of Christ, to the spreading of the gospel, and all the way back to the restoration of all things. So we see the good and the bad life examples of many people on both sides of the conflict. We see God's people, some of whom made mistakes, Well, some of whom made mistakes that are recorded. All of God's people other than Christ sinned in some way, shape, or form. Not every single deed of every single person is recorded, but we get to see life examples, and they help to show us what the truth is, what we should be doing or not doing. Right? We're told, do this and don't do that, but we're also shown by life example what works and what does not work. All of this, plus prophecy, points us to the final eradication of sin and the restoration of all things. Every question of importance that we ever want to ask in this life can be answered from the scriptures. As you continue your studies, and as we go through these series, you'll have an opportunity to see just how that is manifested. This is our first episode on this, and these episodes are going to be somewhat brief, because we're going to just cover one topic at a time. Thank you for taking the time to study with us today. We encourage you to prayerfully review the download with all of the key principles and begin to see how you can apply them in your own personal Bible studies. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and your goodness to us. We thank you for your love. We thank you for your word and for the purpose behind giving it to us, ultimately to lead us to Christ, who is our salvation. Please bless us and help us to apply these as we study. Help us as we go through this series that we will be enabled to see how this all ties together in a harmonious way. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks again for listening in. And if you have any questions, be sure to send them to BibleQuestions@ASBZone.com. And we will do our best by God's grace to provide you with biblical answers to those questions. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you study His Word.